This week's parasha is Parshas Kiseitze, Kiseitze la mechama olevecha. When you go out to war against your enemy, the parasha begins in Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Yod of the Book of Devarim. We are moving through the Book of Devarim, coming towards the end. And in today's shiur, we will have not only a lesson from the parasha, but a lesson for the end of the year, this month of Elul, the reflective month of Elul, when we should be osek in teshuvah and contemplate the end of 1 year and look forward to the beginning of a new year. When you go out to war against your enemy, Hashem will give the enemy into your hand, and you will take captives in the people. You will go to war, and there will be captives you will take. Rashi tells us, we are talking about a mechame rishus, a war of permission, or an optional war, as the article translates it. I guess that's better, mechame rishus, as opposed to a mechame mitzvah. Rashi says, when it comes to the land of Eretz Yisrael, the mechame mitzvah of conquering the land, you cannot say you will capture the people as captives, because the pasuk has already told us, when it comes to the mechame mitzvah of kibush Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to keep anyone alive. So if we are conquering captives, it must be we're talking about a mechames rishus. So what happens is you see this beautiful woman and you take her as a captive. You see amongst the captives a woman who is a very beautiful appearance. You desire her. It's a time of war. The men are in the battlefield. Rashi says, afilu eishas ish, even if she is a married woman. And you desire her and you take her to yourself as a wife. Rashi says, lo dibra Torah ala keneged yetzahara. The Torah is speaking against the drive of a person, the evil inclination of a person. She'im ena kosh Baruch Hu Matira. If a Kosh Baruch Hu would not have made her a mutter permitted, Yisa Ena Be'isra, he would marry her anyway when it was forbidden. Because why? Because Hashem knows, he understands human beings. We are complex. We have a Yetzer Ara, we have a Yetzer Tav. It's a time of battle. The soldiers on the field, they take these captives, and we're not malachim, and we're not robots. And this man sees a very beautiful woman. He desires her. So Kosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? I'm going to make an allowance. I'm going to make it permitted. Because if I would make it forbidden, he would marry her anyways. And then he would be a sinner like this. I give him away to marry her. Okay. So he sees this beautiful woman amongst the captives. He desires her. He takes her to him as a wife. But what does he have to do? Before he's allowed to fully marry her and be with her, there is a process by which she must sit in mourning. And also she makes herself look unkempt and not pretty. Perhaps he will send her free and not marry her. So next pasuk gibbis, the havesa al toch besecha. He shall bring her, this woman, you shall bring her into your home. The gilcha es rosha, she has to shave her head. The asusa es ziporneha, she has to let her nail grow long. Literally, it means she shall do her nails, but Rashi says, tegadleim, she should grow her nails. Kedesha tisna vel, so she will become repulsive, she will become ugly and disgusting to him. The isira es simla shivya meila. She removes her garments of captivity from upon her. The yashva beveisecha, she shall sit in your house. Uvechasa es avia veesima, she shall cry for her father and her mother. Yarech yamim, for a month of days. V'achar kein, and after, if he still desires her, tavo eila, he may come to her. Uve'alta, like the word baal, husband. V'haisa lechali isha, he can be with her, he can live with her as a husband, she will be to him as a wife. Now, if he does not desire her, he has to send her. Umachar lo tim kirena bakesef, he's not allowed to sell her, he cannot put her to work because he has afflicted her. Lamaisa, if he does desire her after this period, he is allowed to have her. One thing I forgot to tell you, the Rashi, what does it mean, vehesira asimla shivya meila? She removes her garments of captivity from upon her. So Rashi says, because they were very beautiful garments, because the nations of the world would get their beautiful women dressed. They would adorn themselves, miskashtos. They would have their women dress up pretty during the war, to cause others to do znus, promiscuity, prostitution with them. So she comes in garments of captivity that are very beautiful. So she sits in his house, she shaves her hair, she grows her nails, she has to remove these beautiful garments, she has to sit and she has to cry for her father and her mother for a period of a full month. If he still desires her after this and the Torah permits, he may be with her. Okay, I want to focus on the words uvechasa es avia ves ima yarech yamim. She shall cry for her father and her mother for a period of a month, but the language that is used is yarech yamim, a month of days, a full month. Let's understand this lashon. I quote from Rabbi Friend, Rabbi Yisachar Friend, Shlita on the Parsha. Right? Rabbi Friend quotes as follows. In special consideration of the passions stirred by war, the Torah allows a Jewish soldier to take as a wife a captive Gentile woman. She is called a Yifas Tohar, of beautiful appearance, provided she will convert to Judaism. She is brought into his house, her head is shaved, her clothing of captivity are removed. She mourns for her parents. She cries over the loss of her separation, if you will, from her parents for 30 days. Afterwards, the soldier is allowed to marry her. Rabbi Fran quotes the Zohar, the following Kabbalistic teaching. The Zohar compares this 30-day period of mourning, when she bewails her parents and cries over separation from her parents. Listen to this. The Zohar compares this Yarach Yamim of the Eshes Yifas Tohar to the month of Elul that precedes Rosh Hashanah. We are right now journeying through this month of Elul. And the Zohar says the Yarach Yamim she cries is compared to the month of Elul that precedes Rosh Hashanah. What, says the Zohar, is the connection? Rabbi Fran answers as follows. There is an oddity in the language of the verse, something unusual, which refers to the month-long wait period by the unusual term Yarach Yamim. We would expect it to say she cries for her father and her mother for a chodesh, a month. Why does the Torah use Yarach Yamim to describe crying over a period of a month instead of the word chodesh, the more usual term? Says Rabbi Fran, we might find a clue to the answer in the respective language of a kesuba, a prenuptial marriage agreement, and a get, a bill of divorce. The date of the kesuba refers to the month as chodesh, whereas the date of a get, the bill of divorce, refers to the month as a yarach. What is the difference? The word chodesh, which is on the kesuba, is related to the word chadash, newness. If used the month of the marriage from the perspective of renewal, it is the time of a new marriage, it is a chadash, the beginning of a marital relationship. Therefore, the ksuba uses the word chodesh to indicate the chadash, the newness of what has happened here, the union between a Jewish man and a Jewish woman. But the get, the bill of divorce, views the month from the perspective of closure. The marital relationship has come to an end. Therefore, it uses the word yarach, indicating closure, a time period that has ended. The role of the month of Elul is to prepare for Rosh Hashanah. It is to prepare for Yom Kippur. It is to prepare for the new year that is soon upon us. Elul is a time for contemplation. It is a time, hopefully, when we reflect on the past year. It is a time of cheshbon nefesh. We must take stock of where we stand spiritually. It is a time for teshuvah, repentance. It is a time when we look back and we ask ourselves, what did we do wrong this year? What did we do right? How did the year go? How did it get away from us so quickly? Have we changed? Have we improved in the past year? Elul is a time for closure. It is a time for wrapping up the year that has passed and preparing for a brand new year. It is therefore a month that is essentially a yarach yamim. Elul is an end to the past as it paves the way for a new beginning. And so, according to the Zohar, this is how the Yifas Torah is to spend her month of waiting. And her month of waiting corresponds to our month of Elul. They are both a Yarach Yamim. When she cries over her father and her mother, the Zohar identifies this as turning away from her idolatrous practices of her youth. That period of idolatry, that period of living a wanton life, is closing. The month must be a Yarach Yamim for her, a time for closure. She must sever her association with the past, with her sinful past. She will close that chapter of her life and become a new chapter as a loyal Jewish woman, as a wife to this Jewish man. And that is the lesson, Sir Rabbi Fran, that he derives from the Zohar. That is what the Zohar means when the Zohar tells us that the period of the Yarach Yamim of the Eshes Yifas Tohar corresponds to our period of Elul. That means that Elul is a Yarach Yamim. It is a time when we close out the previous year. We are shortly going to say goodbye to Tavshin Pei Beis 5782. We are going to welcome in a new year. But Elul must be a time of Yarach Yamim, like the Eshes Yifas Tohar, introspection, looking back on the past, taking stock of how we lived last year, and Be'ezot Hashem, hopefully, no matter what our level is, doing better in the next year, in the coming year that is coming, 5783, which Be'ezot Hashem should be for us, the Tova V'Livracha. And this is what we learn from the Eshes Yifas Tohar. And in a sense, you could say we are all captives. We are all captives to sin. Rav Salvechuk says, Beferish, that a person who is a sinner is in a sense captive. He is in the jail He's in the prison of sin. In a different piece, the Rav says that tzedakah is the ransom he must pay to get out. But even the Rav says that with sin, we are prisoners. So we must all look at ourselves as the Eish HaSifastor. We are very beautiful. Every Jew has a pure neshama. Under all those layers of sin is a very beautiful neshama. If we use Elul as a yerech yamim, a time of contemplation for the past year, and a time, hopefully, of moving forward, Be'ezer Hashem, with great strength, and aliyah on the future year, like the Eish HaSifas Torah, we can leave our sinful past and move forward into a new year, a bright and hopeful spiritual future, when Hashem will see our efforts, He will see our work, He will reward the spirit of yerech yamim. Be'ezer Hashem, we will all be inscribed in the book of Chaim and Tova, Bracha and Parnasa, Shalom and Be'ezer Hashem Geula. I wish you all a wonderful day and a meaningful Shabbat Shalom. I thank you for learning with me. Kol Tov, and thank you to all.